Hey everybody, welcome back to the Story Behind Podcast. Today we're talking about my latest single, Making a Date with Molech. This is actually my third or fourth time trying to do this episode because I get really passionate about this issue. And Molech is a false god that is mentioned in the Old Testament. And historically, people have come to understand Molech was a god who demanded child sacrifice. And a lot of these pagan nations would enact the worship of Molech by sacrificing their children. And the statue of Molech was the goat head, or the I think it was a goat head or a bull maybe. And they believed that they would heat up the arms of the statue and they would place their children on the arms of the statue. And they would have their children offered to Molech. And God forbid the children of Israel from practicing that type of idol worship, and any idol worship really, but that one was especially egregious in God's eyes because children were a gift from the Lord. Man is made in the image of God, and it says that when God created Adam, that he breathed the breath of life into them. So it's literally God breathing into the life that gives humans their soul. It's the same idea where it says that all scripture is God breathed. Like, we are his workmanship. The New Testament speaks about that. Like, so if there is a life that has been created, that is not ours to decide whether it's convenient for us or whether it's a good time for us or whether we have the financial means to take care of that life. That choice isn't really ours once that life begins. That's why there's such a process of trying to, you know, rename. It's a battle over language. When they say like the zygote, and like they give things terms to dehumanize, and people often are really, and I'm sure I'm going to get hate messages for this one. That's one of the reasons why I've started over with this video so many times, is people do not like when Christians who hold a high view of scripture start speaking about public issues and political issues. They hate it. They hate it so much because when you speak what God says into a situation, you can either accept it or you can reject God. This isn't opinion when it comes to taking a life and then they try to spin the scriptures and they try to do all their excuses and they try to pull at your heartstrings by creating this scenario where this young girl, and I understand all situations are unique and they're all nuanced, but there has to be a moral compass when we face these things. And unfortunately, a lot of Christians and the pastors in the pulpits have shied away from this issue to their shame. That is something that I struggle with a lot. Specifically, I find that like people get really offended by me because I wear my opinions on my sleeve. I put them in songs. So like, it's kind of funny. Like, I had somebody that I had to basically block. I didn't want to. I really tried to engage with them and just say, listen, we're not going to agree on this. I'd appreciate it if you didn't send me this kind of stuff anymore. But I wish you well. God bless. We're not going to agree. I'm not going to align with you on any of these issues. And then that person proceeded to try to shame me and call me a hypocrite and all these things. So I just said, I tried. I'm going to block you. Oh, well. But I'm not going to get shamed for standing on what I believe is God's word. And what I find interesting is that people think they can shame me. I'm the one putting this stuff in my songs, knowing that people are going to hear it and probably get upset by it. So the days of me caring about people's opinions of me are running short. If I cared, honestly, if I cared if people would follow my music or not based on the material that I was writing, I wouldn't be putting the stuff in the songs that I'm putting in it. The reason I started music again was because I felt like I had something that was trying to get out, and music has always been the medium for me. And I felt that through song, I could write and I could convey truths and express my heart on issues, specifically not as a Christian artist per se, because most Christian music is not going to talk about this stuff. So I decided to just put out music, and it's from a biblical worldview. I talked about this in the High Horse video. High Horse and Making a Date with Molech are similar in that they're addressed to people who wear the name Christian, but celebrate and support things that are an affront to God. And that's what making a date with Moloch is about. We had one political party who literally had, but outside of their national convention, was offering free abortions and celebrating it. It used to be safe, legal, rare. You know, it's always a tragedy. That used to be the narrative, and that where the sides could kind of agree. And then it became, no, you shouldn't have any shame about this at all. You should actually celebrate it because it's great. It's a great thing that we're doing this. And then we have people in the pulpit saying, well, you're not loving the mother by me forcing them into delivering this child. So we want to emphasize loving the mother ahead of the tragedy of ending the innocent life. And when you start to barter, when you start to trade lives like that, it gets into a sticky territory. That's something for God to decide, not for us to decide. And there are so many pastors who are weak and cowardly, and they are afraid to stand on business because they're afraid that they will lose their livelihood, but they're not afraid of losing their soul. And I just have no tolerance for that anymore. And one of the things I wanted to use my songs for was as a beacon or a warning shot, a flashing red light of like, you don't understand what you're doing and what you're allowing to seep into your church, into your congregations. What type of thoughts, what type of misrepresentation and twisting of scriptures that you're allowing people to have and go unabated because you're not being faithful to the word, because you want to appear loving. You can't have God's love apart from his justice. The reason God so loved the world that he gave his son. Molech was a God that demanded the children from the people. And God told Abraham to offer his son, all the while knowing that he was going to, if Abraham obeyed, that he was going to make the great exchange. He was going to provide a ram for the sacrifice and say, do not kill Isaac. And it was a test for Abraham to show him that he loved God because God wanted to distinguish himself from the other gods, the ones that take and demand and murder and end the lives of children. So what did he do? His plan was to actually give his son for us, not the other way around, not demanding our children from us, but giving his own son. And we have pastors that are so, they have it so backwards about, like, you have to understand that, like, the reason that there's value in human life is because it's literally the image of God, the image bearers. And now there's other issues. People want to say, you know, but you believe in like the Second Amendment and you support like aggression in certain circumstances, so you're being a hypocrite. And I'm like, there's a difference between executing justice for wrongdoing and ending the life of an innocent person. These are totally different. One is God's justice, and the other is trying to determine your life apart from God's will. So this song, Making a Date with Molech, is probably going to stir up a lot of problems. But I believe in it so strongly. I believe with my whole heart that this is something that the church specifically and Christians specifically need to be aware of. They need to get away from idolatry. What we do oftentimes is we make God into the image that we want him to be, as opposed to how he describes himself. And you hear people say things like, I can't believe in a God like that would do that. So I'm going to interpret it in a different way that aligns with my beliefs. And that's idolatry. And a friend of mine said that all idolatry leads to demanding your children, essentially. So if you want to sacrifice yourself on your political ideology, guess what? Your children are going to suffer for that. We have one side, I think I may have said this already, but they think it's the loving thing to allow children who are impressionable and easily manipulated to be sterilized for life to appease them and whatever they want when they're 11. We also believe they have a side that wants to allow for the mutilation of children, and that's on their it's their platform. And then ultimately, the termination of the image of God in the life of the unborn, and they won't call it a baby. The manipulation of language is so strong that we can't define woman, we can't define baby, we call it a zygote or a fetus or whatever to make you feel better about ending that life. Now, this is not to judge people who've had that procedure at all. That's not what this song is about. Actually, if you listen to the lyrics of this song, I say, I don't suppose to know the pain you feel, but I know one who heals, and he's got just what you've been needing. This song is speaking to people who change the word of God to appease a secular and sinful world. And they are standing in the pulpit saying, we allow for this. And it's not just that issue. It's the whole celebrating pride and all of that stuff in direct contradiction to God's order for human sexuality. And we have churches and pastors that I feel sorry for, honestly, because God is going to judge them. It says, don't allow many of you to become teachers because you will have a greater judgment. He also talks about if you lead any of these little ones astray, that it's better for a millstone to be tied around your neck and to be cast into the sea. So these people don't understand. And so this song, Making a Date with Molech, is a tongue-in-cheek way of warning them that they are dangerously close to idol worship and leading other people into idol worship. So I'm not really talking, obviously, about the musicality of the song. The song came together quite fast. But I'm absolutely sure that this video is going to make people upset. I don't want to see that follower count go down. But guess what? I'm not doing this for followers. I'm doing this because I have a love for music and I have something that I really want to get out into the world. And I want to use music to do that. So I appreciate your support. If you're watching this, if you made it to the end, I really do appreciate it. These first couple songs in 2026 are going to hit hard. And I'm really hoping to get the opportunity to perform these songs live for you. If I get a show date at some point, I'll be letting everybody know about that. But for those of you that have supported me financially, I just want to thank you and ask that you would continue to pray for me, continue to pray for the music, that it would have go out and reach the people that are supposed to reach, that you would support me through Venmo or Cash App or buy me a coffee. And listen to the music, most importantly. One of the best things you can do is actually go onto these platforms, search my name, and click on the music. Because if you just click on a link, the algorithm thinks, oh, they just clicked on a link. But if you actually go on the app and search me out and click on the music, it teaches the app that, oh, people are seeking out this person, and that's somebody we want to promote. So that helps get the word out there as well. So that's it. I appreciate you guys listening, watching, and I hope you have a great day. Claim to preach life, say it's Christ-like to accommodate death, it's a woman's right. You shrug your shoulders, throw up your hands. It's not our place to impede on their plans. But I got news for you, all you say and do will be held to account when the day is through. If I was you, I'd be a nervous wreck. If you were late, go make a day with Molech. You're playing God, but it's a gig you lose. It's not your right to choose. But there's another heart that's beating. I don't suppose you know the pain you feel, but I'm the one who heals. He's got just what you've been needing. Stand behind your pulpit, even though you're unfit. That's the shepherd's flock. Full of shit. You push the word aside just to celebrate pride, but the descent to hell is a wild ride. Say what they want to hear to cure their itching ears, but when they realize that
sure you'll deflect. Isn't it great making a date with Molly? You're playing God, but it's a game you lose. Not your right to choose. But there's another heart that's beating. I don't suppose you know the pain you feel, but I don't want to yield. He's got just what you've been needing. Playing God, but it's a game.